Good afternoon. This morning in Japanese service, one man, he was baptized. He's maybe mid-60s. He started coming to our church maybe about 10 years ago with his wife. His wife was a dedicated Christian, and she brought him to this church. And he, maybe every Sunday, he came with his wife and sit beside her, but he never accept Jesus Christ when he came with his wife. He was smiling and looked so happy, but he said, I don't need God, you know, because he felt he was so content. You know, his life is so successful. He runs a real estate company, and he got two kids, you know, and everything went well. But 5 years ago, he got stroke, you know, brain stroke, you said, you know, and it's sudden, you know, and his wife called me, and I went to the hospital. He was almost dying, you know, and doctor said maybe tonight or tomorrow, never know. But fortunately, we prayed, and our church prayed, and he recovered. But he had every kind of, you know, of course, his brain got damaged. You know, he's has many handicapped, like, you know, maybe brain or speaking or, you know, all parts of his body. So the doctor said maybe he cannot recover. You know, even he recovered the disease itself, but he cannot move. He was on the bed. He was in the hospital for a couple of months, but finally the doctor said maybe he cannot recover. He could not recover, so got to be sent to the hospital, something like, you know, just waiting for dead. But his wife said, if nobody can take care of him, I'll take care of him. And she brought him back to their own home, and she took care of him. And miraculously, he's been recovering. You know, he could not move after the stroke, but he started moving hands and legs, and he can start speaking, and finally he can stand and walk. And maybe about a year after he got stroke, he came to this church. Of course, he's kind of weird, you know, he cannot move well and he cannot speak well, but he looks so happy. And after that, of course, wife and Noriyuki started coming to this church again. And but he looks so happy, but he cannot speak well. And his wife did not ask him anything, you know, but he just comes to this church with his wife. And 2 weeks ago, his wife said to me after service, Pastor, my husband wants to say, I want to enter. You know, it's in Japanese, hairitai. He just said, I want to enter. Enter where? The kingdom of God. You know, but that's his vocabulary. You know, he said he wants to enter, which means he wants to be baptized. You know, so wife asked again, do you want to be baptized? And he said, yes. And she was so surprised, and she talked to me, and pastor, he said he wants to enter, he wants to be baptized. And I asked him, I brought them to my office and asked him, and you know, do you want to be baptized, Mr. Kodani? He said, yes, I want to be baptized. And it's 2 weeks ago. And what his wife asked me, so pastor, when is the date of baptism? You know, is it Easter? You know, is there any special date? And I said, no, next week. We don't need to wait. So this morning, Mr. Kodani was baptized, and you know, 5 years after the stroke. And of course, he lost everything. His health, he cannot run his company, of course. He just goes to the rehabilitation hospital. But he stands still, you know, and he's smiling. And he went to a barber last week. And one member met them in Yokogawa, in front of Yokogawa station. And she did not know Mr. Kodani got baptized today. And she asked them, you know, where are you going? And he said, I will go to haircut because I'll be baptized. And he looked so happy, you know. And, you know, those kind of things. And of course, his wife is still, you know, likes unbelievable. You know, my husband got baptized. You know, it's just praise God, just praise God, praise the Lord. You know, God works miraculously. He has His own way. You know, just keep praying. Amen. Amen. Okay, this afternoon I'd like to share about evangelism. This year I'm preaching about discipleship in Japanese service, and last month I preached a little bit about discipleship, and today's theme is related to the discipleship, of course. Let's open our Bible, Matthew chapter 10. Let me read from verse 5 to 15. Oh, no, 16. I misannounced to Jim yesterday. I won't put the verse 16 on the bulletin, but I said 15 on email, so he put verse 15. It's kind of weird, you know, Sodom and Gomorrah on our bulletin, but... yeah, forget it. Let me read from verse 5 to 16. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Do not go among the Gentiles or enter any town of the Samaritans. Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. As you go, preach this message. The kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick, raise the dead. Cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Do not take along any gold or silver or copper in your belts. Take no bag for the journey, or extra tunic or sandals, or a staff, for the worker is worth his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, search for some worthy person there and stay at his house until you leave. As you enter the home, give it your greeting. If the home is deserving, let your peace rest on it. If it is not, let your peace return to you. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, shake the dust off your feet when you leave that home or town. I tell you the truth, it will be more bearable for Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town. I am sending you out like sheep among wolves, therefore be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves. Amen. I'd like to give you this afternoon the five principles of evangelism. Five principles of evangelism from this text. One day, a Catholic priest preached to his congregation on evangelism. At the conclusion of the service, an elderly lady asked him, "Father, isn't evangelism for the Protestants?" Of course, no. Evangelism is for everybody. Catholic, Orthodox, Protestant, every single Christian. Because we are ordered by Jesus, we have to go out and make disciples. You know, this is the order. It's not the suggestion or not just a teaching. This is the order to every single Christian, every single disciples. Jesus ordered, go out and make disciples, which means we are disciples. We became disciples to make more disciples of Jesus Christ. Why we live? What the purpose of our lives? Make disciples of Jesus Christ. That has to be the first. That is not for the preachers, not for the evangelists, not for the missionaries, not for pastors. Every single Christian has the same order from Jesus Christ. Go out and make disciples. And Jesus, gave the order to the disciples when he left for heaven. But when he was with them, Jesus had kind of a workshop. You know, it's a lesson to the disciples, to the apostles, disciples. The text I read is the workshop Jesus made for his disciples. And there are five principles of evangelism. Number one is we are sent. We are sent by Jesus. We are sent. Verse 5 said, these 12 Jesus sent out. Jesus sent out. We are not just go. You know, we're just not traveling. We are sent. By whom? The Jesus Christ, who has the authority, who raised from the dead, who is God. He sent us. You know, which means he is in charge. He's responsible. If we have some problems, come back to your master, come back to the one who sent you. You know, sometimes we feel so alone, you know, so lonely. We feel maybe we are struggling or fighting alone, but that is wrong. We are sent by Jesus Christ. He has the authority. You know, he's the master of the world. He's the God. So Jesus said, the 12 apostles, do not go among the Gentiles or enter any town of the Samaritans. Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. Of course, this is the instruction to the apostles. That is not to ourselves. You know, not every single Christian. The reason why Jesus said to the apostles, go to the Israels, go to your same ethno or your same people. That is the target, the first target. Of course, Jesus said, if you go to Israel, then Samaritan, and go to the end of the world. But first you have to go your relatives, your family, your known, well-known people. That is the first target Jesus gave to the apostles. But God give us the instruction, clearly or not clearly, but we have to make our targets, you know, to bring up the message of gospel. Don't throw out your message to everybody. Put your target on, you know, your friend, your family, your neighbor. That's the intention of Jesus. Go to the Israel. But please, very important word is to the lost sheep of Israel, the lost sheep. Everybody is lost sheep. They lost the way. So that is from the eyesight of Jesus, that everybody is lost. But sometimes we don't feel different, you know. Maybe they don't look like lost. No. They are okay. They're doing well. Why they're lost? But that's wrong. That is wrong. From the God's point of view, every single human being is lost until they can come back to the Lord. They come under the sovereign of God. If they do not enter the kingdom of God, they are lost. So I still remember when I was in the Bible college, I prayed that, Lord, give me the glasses. Through that glasses, I can see that everybody is lost. You know, like Jesus. Jesus has the eyes or glasses, and everybody is lost. That's why he went, even to the grave, you know, even to on the Calvary. He went because the people are lost from the eyesight of Jesus Christ. So, principle number one is we are sent to, you know, the lost sheep. And number two is meet the people's need. Meet the people's need. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drove out demons. All these instructions, of course, we go and, you know, the verse 7, as you go preach this message, the kingdom of heaven is near. Of course, we bring this message to them, but not only bring the message, but also we have to meet their people's need. If they have physical need, we try to meet their needs. We pray. If we have money or food, we can give them. You know, we have to meet their own needs. Sometimes we Christians make, you know, a little bit make mistakes. Our responsibility is just give the message, give flyers and the books. And we do not realize their own physical needs or material needs, worldly needs. But Jesus said, if they have need something physically, materially, financially, do it as much as you can. Try to meet their need. That's what Jesus did, right? If they are hungry, Jesus fed them. They have disease. Jesus prayed and healed them. If they are lost, if they are lonely, Jesus went and be a guest of them. Jesus is our master, did, so what we don't do, you know, why we do not do. That is the principle number two, meet people's need. And number three, verse 9 and 10, do not take along any gold or silver or copper in your belts. Oh, it's very interesting, eh? Gold or silver or copper in your belts. And take no bag for the journey or extra tunic or sandals or a staff, for the worker is worth his keep. Principle number three is God will meet our needs. We meet people's need, but God will meet our needs. We take care of the people, but God take care of us. I think this is very, very important truth for the disciples, you know. In this world, we sometimes think or ask, Lord, meet our need. You know, please feed us. Please give us. Then I can give them. If you give me something, I'll give them. If you meet my needs, I'll meet them. No, that is not the order of Jesus' disciples. Jesus said, go and meet the needs. God will meet your needs. If I will send you, maybe give you some food or money, you know, if you go to Africa, so bring this food to them. Bring this money to them. But Jesus said, no, just go. Just go. God will supply your needs. God will meet your needs. Philippians 4:19, and this same God that takes care of me will supply all your needs from his glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. Principle number four, results are not our responsibility. It's very important. Verse 11. Whatever town or village you enter, search for some worthy person there and stay the home at his house until you leave. As you enter the house, give it to your greeting. If the home is deserving, let your peace rest on it. If it is not, let your peace return to you. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, shake the dust off your feet. Wow, what a word. Shake the dust off your feet when you leave that home or town. Wow. So our responsibility is bring the message of Kingdom of God and meet their needs. If they do not accept the kingdom of God, the message of kingdom, if they do not accept Jesus Christ, it's not our responsibility. It's their responsibility. So what we have to do is go and give the message. Of course, people do not accept Jesus Christ easily in this country, of course. You know, it's very, very difficult. Of course. But even though you bring them here, the church, many times, and, you know, give the flyers and you the lovely take care and do everything, you know, for many years, many years, we don't know result. We don't know. But God will change their lives. God has the responsibility. Of course, the people has a responsibility, and also the one who sent us has a responsibility. Yeah. That's why Jesus said, if they do not accept, shake dust off your feet. Which means, you know, that is not your responsibility. You know. It's very important. If you do not think this way, we're getting so tired, you know, to evangelism. You know, we do this, and then they don't accept. Well, it's impossible. You know, maybe we forget this guy, kind of thing. No. Results are not our responsibility. So either they accept or not, if they say yes or not, bring the good news. And final principle is verse 16. I'm sending you out sheep among wolves. I'm sending you like sheep among wolves. There be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves. Number five, there may be dangers. Dangers. It's not the peace park kind of thing. You know, it's not the peaceful area. It's like a war area. Because why? Satan is waiting. As Paul said, we are not fighting against. We are fighting against Satan's. We are fighting against the one who has the authority of this world. The Satan's try to bring the people down to hell with him. You know, so he is always hindering our ministry. He's trying to bring people as far as possible from God. That's why Jesus said, you have to be shrewd, you have to be clever. You know, think. You know, God gives us brain, still think, okay? Think. Pray and think. Make strategy, you know. And because our enemy is very clever, he's very shrewd. But also Jesus said, be innocent. Innocent means what? Unmixed. The disciples are to be pure in morals and motive. We have to be pure in morals and motive. We have clever, shrewd brain and innocent heart, spirit. But Jesus, our master, who sent us, has responsibility, and he encouraged us, and he said, what? I go with you. Right? What Jesus said? I'm with you. He's not the one just, you know, sitting on the chair and go, you know, sell this products kind of boss. No, he said, I'm with you. If any questions, ask me. If you need something, ask me. I'm with you. Jesus is not with you only because we are lonely. Jesus goes with us to make his disciples. Right? Jesus said, go out and make disciples. I promise I will be with you till the end of this world. So if you go out and bring the message of kingdom of God, meet the needs, people's need, and God will meet your needs. And the results are not our responsibility. Of course, there are many dangers, but Jesus is with you, with us. Let's go out this week. Bring the message to your friends, your family, and somebody. Maybe one, two, but at least one person. Somehow, bring this good message. Because they are lost, because they need the gospel. The message of God is the only thing the people make live forever. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you so much you called us your disciples. And thank you that you send us to the people who are lost. The lost sheep, like lost sheep, Lord. Lord, encourage us. And use us to spread your good news, because they need. If we do not bring this good news to them, they cannot hear. They can meet you. They cannot come into this wonderful kingdom of God. Lord, of course, the people, they are not easy to accept, but our job is not make their hearts open. Our job is bring the good news to them. Lord, but our evangelism is not easy and sometimes so dangerous. Lord, we need your wisdom and make us clean, make us innocent, and we can win this battle, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.